Good evening. Welcome once again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host, and for the next 2 hours I'll be playing you jazz. On tonight's show, some of the musicians include the alto sax player Charlie Parker, Dave Brubeck and his quartet, vocalist Patricia Barber, and the late pianist Ellis Marsalis and his group. As usual, we have three featured CDs. The first one of those is the new one from Bobby Watson. With him are two other saxophonists, Vincent Herring and Gary Bartz. It's dedicated to the 100th birthday of Charlie Bird. It's called Bird at 100, just released on the Smoke Sessions label. Then about halfway through the show, as promised, I'm going to play the second set from that Cannonball Adderley Swingin' in Seattle CD that we started last week on the Reel to Reel Records label. Then we're going to finish the show off with the new one from Carrie Lane Harrington and her group called Social Science Waiting Game. It's called, just released on the Motima Records label. So, as usual, lots of good jazz. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. Charlie Parker there on the alto saxophone, of course, from a 1977 CBS compilation LP, a 2-LP set called The Very Best of Verve. And there are too many musicians even to begin to start to list them all, but this particular set we heard were, first of all, Yardbird Suite, and then Ornithology. Charlie Parker, I played that because in a little bit later in the show, in fact, coming up next, we have a tribute to Charlie Parker, which would have taken place on his 100th birthday. Bird at 100 is this CD's title. It features three saxophone players, Bobby Watson, Vincent Herring, and Gary Bartz.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vincent Herring there, and Bobby Watson and Gary Bartz all playing the alto saxophone. Of course, that's Charlie Parker's instrument, with David Kikowski on the piano, Yasui Nakamura on the bass, and Carl Allen on the drums. And we heard Klakto Vizedstein, that's a Charlie Parker tune, Birdish by Bobby Watson, Lover Man, and finally, The Hymn, another Charlie Parker tune. As I said earlier, it's Bird at 100, just released on the Smoke Sessions record label. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Thank you. Dave Brubeck Quartet. Dave Brubeck, of course, on the piano, Paul Desmond on the alto saxophone, Joe Morello on the drums, and Eugene Wright on the bass. The tune we heard, It's a Raggedy Waltz. That's from their follow-up to Time Out CD, Time Further Out, from 1961. Time Further Out, Miro Reflections, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, the follow-up set to that Cannonball Adderley Swingin' in Seattle CD we started last week. This was recorded live at the Penthouse in Seattle, Washington, back in 1967.
We're going to play a tune now that I just thought about playing. You see, this afternoon we had an opportunity to play for a lot of young people at the Youth Center under the supervision of the King County Juvenile Court, you know. It's kind of an interesting thing, though, because a lot of kids are not sure about where they belong. And some of us sometimes share that feeling, you know, we're not quite convinced. So we're going to play this beautiful tune written by Leonard Bernstein, because I've been thinking a bit about that. It's called There's a Place for Us Somewhere. Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Somewhere.
It's called 74 Miles Away. Cannonball Adderley.
Thank you.